Hello there, my fellow human. What? Am I not allowed to say that? Are you by chance a robot or something? Well, no. I have not heard any kind of mechanical noises coming from you. But it could be that you are the closest that the scientists have made to resemble a human. I can see a smile coming on. You wanted to speak to me? At least that's what I interpreted from the short voicemail you left me. So, what is it? It's hard, huh? Do you maybe want us to sit down for this? Okay, let's sit down. So, take your time. I'm here for you. Yeah, I get that some things are hard to say, but I think it's easiest to start at the beginning. If you want to, that is. I have nowhere to be, so I'm all yours for as long as you need. No rush. Just take your time. Hey, there is no reason to be nervous or scared. I can see the panic and anxiety in your eyes. Nothing that you are going to say is going to make me not be your friend anymore. You can say this in as many or as few words that you want. I'm fine with either. Just do what you feel comfortable with. If you want, you can just sit for a bit and talk about other things first. Don't rush. I don't know what to say. No. I'm not mad. Just a little shocked. How long have you felt like that? Or I mean, when did you realize it? What? Why would I be mad at you? I have no reason to be mad at you for that. Feeling like you are trapped in the wrong body. I have no idea how that feels like, and it must be really hard for you. I feel honored that you wanted to share this with me. And just so you know, I support you in whatever you decide to do. Oh, you amazing creature, give me a hug. I get why you were so nervous now. But the fact that you wanted to tell me, not knowing my reaction, that must have been painful. But I'm not going to abandon you. You have my support in this. Yeah, you do. So, have you talked to your doctor about this yet? From what I hear, it is a really, really long process just to get this started. No? If you want, I can come with you. Just as moral support. You are really brave for just admitting to me that this is how you feel. If you want to, I would be honored to come with you, even if it is just to make you feel a little more comfortable. It's up to you though. I don't want to intrude or anything. Just know that I am here for you. What do you mean, why didn't I notice? Well, we are different people, and different people behave, well, differently. All your quirks and mannerisms are just you. Nothing had anything to do with gender. No matter what junk you have in your trunk. Wait, junk in. No, that's a wrong saying. I'm not talking about your butt. No matter what you're packing, you know, in the front region, you get it, right? Yeah. Just a little weird mix-up, because they are two sides of the same coin. Blah. But seriously, no. Besides, you are amazing no matter what. I really mean that. Come here and give me a hug.
Just thank you for telling me. You are so brave.